on South
Mississippi. He is from Rockwood. That's it with Robin, Miller, Edwards, Jackson, and Eastwick. Robin with the ball across from his court now. He gets a top to Miller. Princeton taking his time right now. Trying to set the offense. Miller holds the ball. Now he hands up to Jackson. Miller heads towards the hoop. They give it back on the right side to Lappin. 50 seconds to go. Lappin on the left to Eastwood. Looking to Miller underneath. Can't find him. They give it to Jackson on the left. Back up top to Lappin. Looking to Miller underneath to get to Miller. Turn around. His hook shot goes. Over Duncan.
And he's able to secure a triple team that time. Chuck punched off now. So now it's going to be whoever makes the last shot.
We have 31 seconds to go, and Penn will call timeout. Princeton leading 49-48. You're listening to Princeton Soccer Basketball and WPRV in Princeton.
All right, back here at the Western, Kim Miller just hit a hook shot over Hassan Duncan to put Princeton back into a 49-48 lead with 31 seconds to go. Penn has called timeout. Now, what's Penn going to do here, Joe?
Well, for the Quakers, they have their two top scorers, Hassan Duncan, who has been relatively quiet compared to his first half and the second half, because the Tigers have been able to put more bodies on him. If the Tigers continue to double and triple team up, I think they'll probably look for their money man, Jerry Simon, to take the last shot. He's their outside shooter, and he's the one, he's their senior, he's their leader, and I think they're going to look for him to take the last shot.
Each team keeping their same five players on the court. Marshall inbound to Chambers for Penn. Clock start, 30 seconds to go. The crowd is on its feet. On the right side, now to Simon. He's trying to drive on left, which spins. Gets it back on top to Chambers. 20 seconds left. Up top now to Duncan. On the right side to Chambers. Trying to drive on Jackson. Jackson playing a tight key. A wild shot by Chambers. Won't fall. Rebound spot forward. Gillian comes down with it. Defensive a wild shot. Won't go, but he's fouled. A blocking foul. Called on Ingram. That'll be all for him. More importantly, I believe that'll put Gillian on the line.
We'll be on the line with 10 seconds left, Mike. And Gillian's been a hot resource leader for the Quakers in this game. The guy that they probably want on the line, at least for good performance, 5 out of 6 tonight. He's just coming out of the game now. And he's been the guy that's been hustling all game for this Tigers. He's still obviously upset. He's walking out on the court just about, upset with that call. The Tigers got a similar call last year to a call the other way. Jerry Doyle had a chance to give the Tigers a victory, and tonight it's Julian's turn for the Quakers to try to do the same. Although there are still 10 seconds left on the clock, so the Tigers will have a chance, even if Gillian makes both shots, to set something up on the other end.
And this will only be a 1-1 because it was not a shooting foul.
I'm sorry, it will be a two-shot foul, okay? Gillian will go for two. Tyrone Gillian, biggest shots of the year so far for him. He did. He shoots. He makes the first one. Tied at 49. He'll go again. And now Henson signals for a timeout for Princeton.
Tigers want to ice play him for a little bit, see if he can withstand the pressure. He's already shooting over his head from the free throw line this game. About a 66% free throw shooter, and he's already made 6 out of 7 tonight.
Well, the first one, of course, is always the big one. Although, if you said that to Jerry Doyle, he'd probably look at you funny and say, you can miss the second one just as easy. The first one has Doyle did last year. Obviously hoping that Gillian will do the same this year. Nevertheless, it's a tie ball game now with the game. Gillian throws it off. Princeton's going to try to score in the final 10 seconds. What do you expect Princeton to do?
That's what Pete Grill is talking about right now on the sideline. He is going to want to get the ball up quickly, obviously, in college. When there's a timeout call, you have to get the ball across half court to call a timeout, or else you're inbounded in the backcourt. The Tigers are going to have to get the ball across quickly, whether or not Gillian makes the free throw. And then they're going to probably look at Miller, as big. The one that they went to before when they were down by one. And it's either going to be him or Lappin, is the leader from the outside of the top 3-point shooter.
the returning to the court. The Miller, Leflich, Jackson, Henshin, Lavin. Simon, Duncan, Marshall, Chambers, and Gilliam for Penn. Of course, Gilliam will be at the line to shoot the second of the two. Score tied at 49, 10 seconds to go. Gilliam has the ball, he's at the line. Crowd on its feet. Person band is playing. Gilliam did he shoot.
He misses. Rebound by Miller. Leflich pushes the ball up. They're not going to call time. Leflich driving. He's fouled. He's fouled by Gilliam. 6 seconds to go.
George Leflich has had a great presence of mind all year. He's been fouled, and he's not turned the ball over much this year. And he's also a much better free throw shooter this year than he is that year. He must have worked hard in the offseason on that. He's going to go to the line. It's going to be a 1-1. And he is shooting at 77% this year.
Well, Carrillo told the team what he wanted. Christmas didn't call timeout, caught the Penn defense off guard, left it, just put the ball up. Now Penn is going to call a timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout here. The score is tied at 49. You're listening to Princeton Tiger Basketball on WPRB in Princeton. All right, we're back here at the Palestra. Mike Jackson with Joe Jesse. 49-49. 6 seconds to go. George Leflich will be on the line shooting 1-1.
Again, we see a similar situation right here. Right now, the Tigers are tied with the Quakers, so there's not quite as much pressure on George Leflich. But this is an important game for both the Tigers and the Quakers. The Quakers need, of course, the home win first. They're 2-3 in the Ivy right now, and they need this win to stay up with the top 14 in the league. And the Tigers are in first place right now. They have one game short of Dartmouth and Harvard, so this is the game that puts them even. And this will either give a full game lead in Ivy League, or it'll put them in a three-way tie, which teams will come into Jazzy Gym next weekend.
All right, the same players returning to the court of both teams. Miller, Lappin, Henshin, Jackson, and Leflich of Princeton. Duncan, Marshall, Chambers, Simon, and Gilliam for Penn.
Princeton was able to get the ball up for 4 seconds.
There goes Leflich. His first shot is good.
50-49. Princeton leads by one.
And crowd trying to distract Leflich once again. As we go for his second shot. 6 seconds again on the clock. Leflich dips.
He shoots. He misses. Rebounded by Gilliam. 3 seconds. He pushes it up quickly. Gets over to Chambers. Chambers finds up. It's good. The ball game is over.
Calling a foul on Lappin, a blocking foul. The Princeton crowd cannot believe it. The Penn crowd is jumping over themselves. The refs cannot believe it.
Well, the refs are going to hear it from the crowd, whether it's the Princeton crowd or the Penn crowd on that call, whether it goes either way. There was contact. That's an awful tough call to make with just 1 second on the clock in a one-point game.
Gilliam brought the ball across the court, dishes on the right side. Was that Simon? Do you know who took that shot?
That was Chambers who took the shot.
Chambers was out of control and just like really shot off balance. But they're going to, he ran into Lappin afterwards. He's going to call Lappin for the block. Call could have gone either way. Probably a call, it should have been a non-call, but he's going to call it nonetheless. I apologize to those of you who started jumping up and down in your room listening to this or in your cars, wherever you may be. There is still 1 second left on the clock. Princeton leading by 150-49, and he's been drawing analogies to it all night, or references to it, but what does this remind you of, Jill?
This is exactly the situation, except for the exact score that we had last year on the other side. Jerry Doyle had a chance to tie the game and then push the Tigers ahead last year with 1 second left on the clock, and now it's Chambers' turn. Paul Chambers, and again, we've been saying this too all night. He's going to the line more than anyone all night. He's the guy that the Tigers, I guess, would want on the line, going by his percentage coming into the game. Just a 49% free throw shooter, even though he has been able to make four out of six tonight.
He's shooting 1-1. Here's his first shot.
It's no good. He's on my side.
Right after these messages, you're listening to Princeton Tiger Basketball on WPRB in Princeton.